No, I think it's a better way to reword that one. Saying it's good to win a game on the defensive side. You know, one thing you can't do is control when the ball goes in and out, or if it goes in for you. I think offensively we're executing. The ball just wasn't going our way. We had some great looks, but I mean, to win a game on the defensive side, and you know, after our, you know, the struggles that we've had, you know, that's pretty impressive. And versus this team who's had, you know, one of the best records in the NBA in January, it was a big win for us.
Can you take us through that last play against Johnson?
Well, I knew they had no more timeouts, and so they were going no matter what. And, you know, definitely wasn't expecting Kyle to miss the free throw, but once he did, you know, James Johnson, you know, with a full head of steam is very difficult. And so just try to, you know, keep my body between him and the basket. And, you know, if he was going to take a shot wherever it was, if it was a layup or a floater or whatever, just want to try to, you know, give a contest. And, you know, I was able to get him down to the baseline. And I definitely want him to do it up and under. They had done that the last couple of plays with Olenek and with, I think it was Richardson who got us on the up and under too. So just trying to stay between him and the basket, and was able to just not allow him to even get it off before the expiration.
Kevin is, of course, the team's leading rebounder, leading defensive rebounder. Where do you feel like you have to, you know, do more with him out?
No, I just do me. I average 9 rebounds, so you know I don't have to do more than that. I mean, I picked up 2 more, you know, tonight, but you know I'm gonna just do me, you know. And you know, obviously, don't like the way I shot it today. Don't like the way I handled the ball in the first half with the turnovers, but in the second half, I was pretty solid with the ball, pretty solid with my rebound. I got my guys, you know, in some rhythm, some good things. So, you know, my job doesn't change no matter who's in or out of the lineup.
You walked me through the play where you had Johnson driving you out by half court. You made a move on him, and he found Jay.
You know, he kind of was picking me up all night. You know, that was kind of one of their defensive schemes to kind of, you know, hassle the ball a little bit. You know, that grimy team, and, you know, that's what they do, you know. So just wanted to try to be aggressive. I was able to get my body up off of him with the dribble and, you know, just bring in the defense. And once I was able to do that, I was able to see Jay on that right wing. He was able to knock it down.
You talk about the defensive effort. How do you determine if it's you guys are playing really well defensively and doing what you're supposed to do and them just not making shots?
I think it was a little bit of both. I mean, at the end of the day, you got to try to make them make miss shots too. You know, I think we contested a lot of their shots. You know, everything Wayne Ellington was doing, knowing he's one of the biggest triggers on their team and in the league, he was right on top of them from the beginning. You know, I think Dragic got some really good looks, but we want to try to be on top of him as well, him playing at an all-star level and even with the rest of those guys. So, you know, as they put you in difficult, you know situations because you – all their guys are pretty live and they can do multiple things, shoot, you know, pass, rebound, and drive. So, but I think our defensive effort was where it should be. And, you know, we had a great game plan and we executed it.
Channing said that coach asked him for 2 threes, but he ended up getting three layups. Just that stretch there in the third quarter when you guys were kind of getting a little segment on defense.
Yeah, we were able to find a set that was working for us. And, Channing did a great job, but it started with D-Wade going down and setting those great screens and allowing, you know, his man to take a body off Channing, and Channing was just being 7 foot, you know, and getting in front of the rim either with a layup or with a dunk, and he should have had 4 in a row, but he traveled on one of them. But, you know, it was a good set for us.
How much does that help you with his spacing on the floor?
Well, I mean, we know what Channing brings to the game. We know as spacing, his ability to shoot the ball for one, you know, he tracks the defense, but you know, his ability to finish in the paint as well, you know, helps us out.
Ron, you glad to see January gone?
Listen, at the end of the day, it is what it is. I don't wish for days to be gone or want to get to the next month. I've always lived in the moment, and you know, I mean, this is basketball, but there's other things bigger than that, you know. So, you know, I've had an opportunity to do a lot of great things in this month. You know, obviously the game of basketball has been tough for us this month, but you know, it's not the A-all be-all for me in my life. So, we move on to February, and as a team, we want to play some, you know, better basketball, but I'm never a guy to say, let's get out of this month or let's move on to the next. You take the lumps when they come, and you try to get better, and you don't ever try to fast-track anything or slow anything down when you're in the moment.
Thank you.